Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Thanks so much for joining us here on a Wednesday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Wednesday. So good to be with you. Yes. Whatever the time of the day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness. Speaking of big doses, segues are hard, man. It doesn't get any easier, trust me. It doesn't. It really does not get any easier. The amount of times that you do this, it really doesn't get any easier. Now, look. If what I'm about to cover, if the tease... Wow, this is getting big doses and teasers and wow, this is going downhill. But if you don't want... If you've got children around you currently, then you might want to block their ears for this next story. Only because... It's questionable content, but a promising new study on the effectiveness of Vasagel, a reversible birth control injection for men, was an overwhelming success. Vasagel is now slated to be available for all men in 2018, according to Elaine Listener, Executive Director of Permasus Foundation, the organization that is developing the drug. It's a gel, Vasagel gel, is a gel that the man, that the man is injected into the man. You know, hang on. You know, who played that noise and where did that noise come from? Because by the way, I just want to say, topics like this don't bother me. It's trying to take topics like this and keeping our PG-13 rating for 10 o'clock at night for whatever reason. But it's a gel that is injected into the man. Vasectomy, but it's only temporary, so you've got to keep that in mind. So it's temporary, and it stops things from leaving the man. Oh dear Lord! Oh, stop! stumbling all over this like a clown is hilarious. It was tested on animals, which is not great. It was tested on male rabbits. I don't know why I'm taking forever to read this story, by the way. It's one of those things, because we're trying to keep our PG-13 rating, and I like having a clean tag on a show I do. It really is, and trust me, it's not for advertising or anything like that. It's just who I am in terms of news. You don't need to splatter the news with prude content, but, well, here I am. 12 male rabbits were injected with the substance. As I knock over my microphone. And as I readjust my microphone, it doesn't want to stay still. Funny how that works. 12 male rabbits were injected. Of those 12 rabbits, 11 of them were successful. although it is a small sample size, although it's a small sample size, not the first time I've heard that. Dear Lord. Now behave yourself. It's good news though for guys who feel squeamish about getting injections, because it didn't do any harm to the rabbits. Now, I don't understand. Okay, by the way, quick tangent. I don't understand how people can do comparisons between animals and human beings, and because they're very, very different in terms of their structure, particularly rabbits. I never thought that us men were comparable to rabbits, but there you go. Where was I going with that? I don't know where I was going with that. It's hormone free, by the way. So it's not going to make you more or less manly. So don't think about that. And there are more human trials to be talking about for 6 months. Vazinol has run into problems with funding, but with promising results, it's not going to be an issue. Where are we? Listener, the director, said, "There are so many men who want this badly," she said. "There's a support going out there. Now, we all have to do this anxiously. We have to wait till 2018 when it looks like men will finally have birth control option that is safe, long-lasting, reversible, if they so choose to, and doesn't involve surgery." So, it's a good development for science, I'll give it that. And there's no need for other instruments that prevents things from happening, but I don't know. It doesn't really talk about success rate. 11 out of 12. You got to think that is sort of the success rate of current methods. What is the incentive? That's the big gap for me. You know, whatever I say in this segment isn't gonna work. What is the incentive of using this rather than, say, other methods that already exist? Now that I've stumbled all over sex for 10 minutes, you know, it's getting hot and steamy in here as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Wow, how to link these two stories together. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna have fun with this. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Well, Australia is about to be injected with something different. Instead of saying I'll tell you after the break, I might as well tell you now. We're getting injected with tax reform. That is the most awful segue I have ever done. Can I retire yet? Is my benefits in? Because I don't have my benefits. Oh, my pay slip's in. Oh. No, I can't retire after that awful segue. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's 11 o'clock.